writing a book can sometimes be like falling in love. You know, it really does take over everything, and and you get swept away, and you get dreamy, and you're sitting at a party thinking of not her, but it.
Right.
But it's also kind of some of the fun, isn't it? I mean, that kind of kick, that kind of, whoa. So this one didn't have that for you, so.
Well, it was a different kind of kick, you know? It was sort of, Holly and I have been together for 11 years. And we don't have what we had in those first 2 years. But what we have is something way deeper, you know? It's more intense, in fact, than what we had, but it's most of that is under the surface now. And with this book, what I've realized in the aftermath is that it's a really, in some ways, an incredibly personal book, which I was not aware of as I was writing it. And I think that feeling that I had a hold to something, I think was, I didn't realize how much of this book was influenced by watching my father die of cancer. And in some ways, Sweetland is a character who's, I feel like there's a depth to what's happening there, but I was unconscious of what was at the root of it for me. And I think that the strength of the book, I hope, comes from that unconscious thing that I was tapping into, you know? I'm hoping that that's what readers will find in it too. You know, it's not just for me. It's not a book about resettlement. I mean, resettlement is the way into a story about mortality and how we face mortality says about us. You know, like I think of Sweetland as somebody who goes all in on this bet. And the reader knows he can't win it. And on some level, Sweetland knows he can't win it. But I wanted to write a book in which the reader is pulling for him, even though they know there's no chance. They're pulling for him every step of the way.
Galore was really a very successful book. People really took to its strangeness and loved it.
Right. Well, I knew not only that I could not, but I didn't want to write another book like that. It felt like a singular thing. And I didn't want to repeat it. I mean, a lot of people had asked, you know, are you going to do a sequel and pick it up from the... And I thought, no, like that's a self-contained world. You know, it circles on itself for a reason. But in a bizarre way, an odd way or some sort of way, I almost thought about this book as a companion piece, because where Galore starts in this mythical, sort of misty world where the line between myth and reality is, and between the factual world and the nether world, is almost impossible to distinguish, and then moves, that world is sort of dragged into the real world, you know, and the world of myth and superstition, all that stuff recedes. In Sweetland, we're in a world where I think that line is, there's still people who fall on either side of the line, but in this world, it's medicalized, right? That's a mental illness. So what you have is an island full of slightly crazy people. And that's how they're seen, right? Except that the community, and this is something that happened in Outports, the community accommodates people's craziness. There's nowhere to send them. But, you know, you have Jesse being sent to the shrink in St. John's. But as the book progresses, Sweetland drifts off in some ways into the world that was kind of the beginning of Galore, where that line becomes blurrier and blurrier. And you know, at the end of the book, that last scene, it's sort of like, it's his sort of, he's entering the unknown country, right? Where we don't know what exactly. And that's kind of the world that that's where the beginning of Galore sort of comes out of the mist, you know, and this one sort of
recedes into it.
Recedes into it.
The book is Sweetland. I've been speaking with the author of the best-selling novel Galore, Michael Crummy, and Sweetland, is published by Doubleday Canada.